other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Barack Obama has been proven to be a congenital New World Order whore, selling out the American people, just like George Bush and all the rest. He's even worse. I said, I can't believe George Bush is worse than Clinton. I can't believe Obama's worse than him. But we're just further down this rat hole. And I just saw him on TV, and I have the transcript here. He says it's a boogeyman. It's made up. We happen to have the bill, you lying bastard. You lied about not hiring lobbyists. You lied about the wars. You lied about loopholes and taxes and torture and warrantless wiretapping and the Patriot Act, and about reading the bills, and about having an open, transparent government. You lie about balancing the budget. You are nothing but a little criminal. In fact, I've got this NBC video inside the White House where it shows Larry Summers bossing Obama around, and Obama groveling to him. And like Summers is pointing at Obama like, and Obama goes, the White House chief of staff tells Obama to shut up and cracks his knuckles in his ears. I mean, that's why Obama bows to the king. I mean, he knows he's just a total whore. I mean, he's the one that's pimped. And Summers and Rahm Emanuel just publicly slap him around. I mean, I've never seen an American president literally like a house slave to these white men. It is just, he is, and then he pimps us. So you got the big pimps, and he's the middle pimp, and then he pimps and punks us. Well, you're not punking me, pal. I see right through you, and I'm bold, and I expose Bush for carrying out 9/11, and I'm exposing you as being nothing more than a whore. If you were in prison, you'd have your pants pulled down, you know. We know what's going on with you, and you make us sick. Let's take some phone calls. Matthew in Seattle, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on. I just want to say, you know, I totally agree. Barack Obama, he is totally just a pimp slave to his white masters in the White House. I completely agree with what you just said. You know, I'm kind of a young guy. I was suckered in a little bit to the, you know, vote for Obama thing. And so I ended up voting for him.
Because Bush was horrible. I mean, it's like a woman fleeing from a guy that is mean to her and slapped her around a few times. And she moves in with a new guy that chains her down and chops her fingers off.
Exactly. Same concept, same thing, absolutely. But I just want to let you know that after I filled out that bubble, I felt something inside. You know, I felt bad about what I did. I was just like, well, why am I feeling this way? Because my whole life, you know, I've been able to know when I'm doing something right, when I'm doing something wrong. And I really did feel wrong when I did that. So, you know, absolutely, I guess there must be something about him, you know.
Exactly. It feels good to expose him. But it's not just feelings. He's lied about. They said they pulled the troops out of Iraq. They, by law, with the puppet government, rewrote all the city maps where technically the bases don't count as part of the city. I mean, it's nothing but lawyer. It's nothing but Harvard lawyer shine. It's like coating dog droppings in apple pie. It's like putting a big dog dropping in an apple pie, and you bake it, and it smells good, and you cut in, and you're like, ugh, what is this? I mean, it's just total fraud, and I'm sick of it.
Exactly. It's like crapping in your own cornflakes.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway,
it is. That's what it is. It's canning crap and calling it mom's apple pie.
Exactly. And then you read the nutrition facts and you get nothing but the New World Order's agenda. Anyway.
And then they tell you, oh, that's not a pie. You go, hey, this isn't what you said. They go, there's no pie. There's no table. There's no tablecloth. You're crazy. You're like, we're at a table right now eating this. What do you? And they go, no, there's no bill. I mean, have you seen the talking point of there's no bill? When we like bring up the bill, they say, no, there's no bill. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Matthew. Shane, Chris, Keith, Keebler and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Webster Tarpley's coming up as well. The country is entering revolution right now. The establishment is going to launch counterstrikes. What are those counterstrikes going to be? We'll talk about it with a grand poobah on the other side.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm trying to shake the transmission up. We're going to have Webster Tarpley with us a half hour into the next hour. So that's an hour and 22 minutes or so. I had him coming on this week for part two of eugenics. He didn't even scratch the surface of his analysis of eco-science, this compendium, this Bible, this blueprint of everything we see in the United Nations Biological Diversity Treaty, the Club of Rome analysis, the Agenda 21, and the carbon tax, carbon credit treaty. We are, starting in the next hour, we're going to do 30 pure minutes on this with Webster Tarpley. So 30 minutes on eugenics part two today. But I must shift gears because I've read both his books on Obama. We'll put them up on screen. They're both available at InfoWars.com. And I respect Tarpley, and I that's who we have on here routinely, is people that have been right year after year, decade after decade, who have real foresight, over the horizon understanding. But I got to be honest, you know, 10 months, 11 months before Obama gets elected, Tarpley puts out this book saying they're going to have thugs beating people up, and they're going to say you're a racist if you criticize any of his policies, and he's bringing eugenics, health care in the name of, you know, because I'm not even in a socialist world, I'm against it, but if you're going to have it, really have the people get it. No, this is eugenics, and it's in there. And Tarpley said that, and just everything he said was right, and now it's coming true with revelations level accuracy. I mean, it makes Nostradamus look ridiculous. Because he studied Obama and how he works. But I want to take your calls first. We're going to do this different. We're going to take calls right now. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll continue with calls. He's going to break down. But bottom line, Tarpley, we're going to go calls in 3 minutes. But I want to just throw this question out. The revolution is happening. The left, right, all these callers, emails, the town halls. I'm addicted to watching them online, the clips. I'm addicted to listening to C-SPAN. Every other caller says, I'm not left or right. I didn't like Bush. I thought Obama would fix it. He's a liar. This is liability protection for insurance companies and doctors to totally rip people off and carry out eugenics. Here's the subsection where CPS visits all families. Here's the subsections where they give death education to the old. You go look it up. It's there. Obama says, no, it's boogeyman. It's not there. Conyers says, how dare you read the bill? His approval rating's plunging. Like you said, it would be worse than Carter or Bush. You were right when he was this messianic leader at 84 points, now below 50. But they're going to counterstrike. And so I see it in the next week or two. I don't see them being able to stop total cratering. And I mean physical revolution, which I don't want because that's what they want. But I don't see, I see peaceful physical revolution being an inevitability. They're going to try to make it violent with provocateurs or what. Briefly, do you agree with me that we are now entering true revolution? We are now in it. This is it. This is 1776, 1775, where it really started. We are now entering it, but the redcoats are probably going to get more abusive. Just today, death threats to quadriplegics confirmed by the Michigan State Police. Old men getting up and asking a question, thugs grabbing them, black men who are against Obama being punched in the nose, the news saying Obama's for big government, any criticism is racist. He is now like Hitler. No one can criticize him. I mean, I have never seen anything like this, Webster. I am absolutely on the edge of my seat. Do you concur that we are entering the vortex?
I would not want to be premature with that, but certainly entering it. I think what we've got is the politics of Weimar Germany. In other words, Germany between 1920 and 1930. And you can hear all the references going back to this. Each side is accusing each other of essentially being the National Socialists or the Nazis. I would call this a mass strike of the American people against genocidal Wall Street austerity. Obama is the bringer of Wall Street genocidal austerity, budget cuts, gouging of Medicare. In some ways, it's a defense of the New Deal institutions against the onslaught of Obama, because the centerpiece of what he's trying to do is to destroy Medicare, which is the great fruit of the late
And he does it. Well, here's the thing. He does it with left cover, and I'm watching the town halls. That's another key. About 40% or so get up and say, I'm a Democrat. I'm sick of your wars. And you're actually gutting health care. People are actually reading it. He really is a fascist, like you said.
I think it's the fascist corporate state. I think that's the only accurate term for this. I wouldn't want to hasten too far into Germany in the 1930s. I would stick with my Mussolini comparison, a somewhat softer version, but still fascism. The American people are rejecting this idea that they should be euthanized and indeed become the victims of genocide to save the bottom line of a private health plan or indeed of a government health plan. They're rejecting the bailouts because that is where all the money went. And they're also rejecting the spirit of oligarchy and elitism that comes out of every pore of Obama, his disdain, his hauteur, his effete snobbery that he inflicts on the people. I also expect something to happen on the left. That's what I've been working on this week. Right now you can say Obama combines the worst aspects of Carter. He's got the economics of Carter. He's got the lost war of LBJ, of Lyndon B. Johnson. That would be Vietnam, today Afghanistan. And Nixon with this stuff about indefinite detention, state secrets.
That's right. Yeah, exactly, Webster. You said he was going to have enemy lists. You said he was going to release tattletale squads. And I saw the preparation, but you think, this is America. You know, even Alex Jones has trouble manifesting, seeing it, you know, manifest. It's kind of like Native Americans when they first saw sailing ships couldn't even register them because they never had any context. The White House openly says tattle on your neighbors, report
right.
any criticism, thugs going to people's houses and death threatening them, beating people up. I mean, they really are scum.
Now, this week, I think, is going to be critical for the emergence of some kind of opposition to Obama's left, if you will. The Washington Post here of Sunday publishes an analysis from General McChrystal, the current commander in Afghanistan. This is one of the protagonists of torture. He was one of the big torturers in Iraq, and now he's been named by Obama, handpicked by Obama. And the word is that the U.S. is taking on security commitments and political commitments that will last at least a decade, 10 years, and will cost more than the Iraq War. And everybody knows that McChrystal, behind the scenes, is demanding a doubling of the current U.S. troop strength.
44,000 extra on top of the 40,000 that just got added to the 30,000.
So you'd be up to Iraqi levels. He seems to be carrying out essentially a Soviet strategy. The Soviets went for 10 years with about 120 or 130,000. I expect that the peace movement has essentially been AWOL, right? They've been, hiding because their foundation.
Because they were bought and paid for by the Ford and Rockefeller
exactly.
And Annenberg. Yeah, from the beginning.
Exactly. So they're trying to be nice to Obama. But I think at a certain point, the anti-war base is also going to come into the picture. So you have Obama under attack from different ideological directions. And I think probably the best we can hope for in this situation is gridlock. I think the forces arrayed in the Congress right now are so evil on both sides that the best we can hope for is absolute gridlock. They should fight each other to a standstill and give us a chance to really work out some issues, economic program, how you put an end to these imperialist wars, and also how you roll back this domestic police state, which Obama is pushing as much as Bush, or in some cases more than Bush.
No, unlimited wiretapping of all internet, no free speech, tracking everyone, no fly list for people with bad credit, then you can't own a gun, secret list. I mean, this, this is off the chart.
Yes, it's a new low in American history. But again, when the pendulum swings so far, the countervailing forces come into play, and of course that's us, so we better make sure that we come into play and get out there and do something about it. I am calling on leftists in particular who have not been doing their share of the fighting. They've been lying low and being nice to Barkey. They've got to get out there and provide some leadership, and that means we need large-scale peace demonstrations in Washington, D.C. this year, in September, in October, before the weather turns bad. We're going to need challengers running as Democrats or Greens or Independents or whatever they are, challenging Obama in the 2010 elections. Those people need to declare now. And we're going to need a primary challenge to Obama, similar to what Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy did to Lyndon B. Johnson back in 1968, or similar to what Teddy Kennedy did to Carter, in order to contain this presidency, which, as you say, is running amok. It's an anti-constitutional monstrosity.
We're going to go to break and come back and take calls for most of this hour and then get into eugenics. But, Webster, the issue is, what do you see them doing in the order of false flags? Or will they just engage in the false flag of playing the race card, saying all these people that oppose Obama are Klan members? They're now saying that, invoking race, and really scaring a lot of kind of dumbed-down liberals who now really believe that if you have any political view in America outside the dogma of Obama's handlers, you are a Klan member. I mean, this is outrageous poverty pimping, isn't it?
It is, and it's, of course, this is what Obama has done through his entire campaign. If you dared to criticize him, you would be labeled not by him directly, but by his minions, his myrmidons, his Axelrods and Favreaux and Ploofs. And these people, and now we've got the White House websites, we've got Organizing for America, we've got Fight the Smears, we've got the Flag website, we've got the Reality Check website, we've got a proliferation of websites. Soon we'll have as many websites as czars. This is I would call this ideological terrorism. That's already terrorism. And of course, the door to false flag wide open, with Obama now in difficulty. And remember, we're approaching the 9/11 point in Obama's first term. We are now where we were with Bush back in August of 2001. As a matter of fact, the anniversary of the bin Laden determined to strike in U.S. CIA briefing was just a couple of days ago. So we are now in that geometry. So people who are looking at drills should continue to look.
Well, that's the other issue, is they have the nine-month rule that staged some terror. So we're entering that quadrant the next 2 months. Starting now, and I'm having my YouTube video shut down, and YouTube says that the Hive says they're racist. So I'm may not be on air much longer. They're saying I should be taken off the radio as well. I mean, they're one inch away from coming and arresting
me. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Several videos that were chain reactioning Saturday. One of them got 130,000 views in just an hour and a half, so they took it off the main page. The others they just erased. And they said, criticism of Obama is now racism. And they commented and bragged, and YouTube said, yes, when the commissariat, when the political police or the Gestapo or the SA, that's more akin to them, the thugs in the streets, say you're bad, we don't even look, you go down. This is official. It's in the article. But let's go to calls right now. We'll get into that later. Who's up next here, John? Chris in Maryland, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Good. Worldwide broadcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, one quick question. Can you post some of these documents like, this is the quick question before I get my question here, about these documents like the SARS statements and Obama's health care plan?
The SARS statements?
Yeah, well, you know, like these things that the SARS says that if, whatever you said earlier about the SARS making the statement that anything said against Obama would be, you know, likened as, you know, anti-Obama racism, because I want to
Yeah, no, no. We broke the news a week and a half ago because a listener sent us, said, look, the White House has announced report on anybody criticizing Obama, you know, report this to authorities and report it to us. And now they've got them out doing this. And then we've linked to the different bills. We've linked to Tom Daschle's quotes, who helped write it. I mean, go read it. I mean, we've posted a whole bunch of articles that then have links to the subsections. We have an article right now about CPS visiting all parents' homes. You can go read the bill. Or like when they had national compulsory service in the bill, it said national compulsory service, people couldn't believe it, in another bill. Or how they, people couldn't believe that he wanted national service, even when he gave speeches and his chief of staff gave speeches. And those are in the Obama deception. People didn't believe me that Obama was the key person getting the votes for the banker bailout. But we have Nancy Pelosi bragging and Obama bragging and him on the Senate floor saying, you've got to pass this. Webster, do you want to tell him about the health care bill, about the rationing and all this?
Well, the bill itself, I think it does not spell a lot of these things out. I would just note that some of the things that are most dangerous were already passed in the stimulus. In particular, there was $2 billion in the stimulus for something called National Coordinator for Health Information Technology at the National Institutes of Health. I take it here in Bethesda. So National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. You have to realize that the people who are going to staff these boards are Malthusians, right, in the same way that Haldren is, and they believe
that
population
reduction. Yeah, that's Obama's brother is involved in it, and he says no health care for old people. Well, I mean, Webster, what are you saying? I mean, I've scanned over the bill. I actually have a rundown here with the pages, and I've checked it. This is so nightmarish, I can't even describe it. You're saying there's stuff...
I'm trying to say that some of these boards that are neutral, that don't spell out what they're going to do. I'll give you an example.
No, it says the boards will decide, and then people have gone and looked at who's on the boards,
right,
and they're all making eugenic statements.
Yes, precisely. There's one called MedPAC on steroids. MedPAC is something that's been around for a while. It has generally been blocked by Congress. So MedPAC on steroids means... essentially, the death panel, right, what people call the death panel, would be MedPAC on steroids. And this would be a bureaucracy similar to the British one that denies you care, saying the calculation is if you're 75 years old and overweight and you smoke, then you're of no value to society.
And
you
go
on
no
the human
doubt,
junkie.
And there's
and
no
die.
Doubt these bioethics boards are set up for that. But you hear them on the news with the code words. They say, well, there are too many, you know, useless tests, and then they won't even do the test on your heart to tell you you've got the blockage. I mean, people say we're lying about England. England admittedly rations care massively.
Certainly. I also think you've got to look at the people. See, part of the stuff is who's going to be carrying this out. I mean, you look at Obama, you look at the fact he was asked, my mother is 75 years old and she wants to live. This was back in June. She wants to live. So his answer to that was, we can't make public policy based on subjectivity, meaning the fact that you want to live is of no consequence to me, and therefore...
Well, he said he didn't know if he should keep his grandmother alive.
Precisely. He's got stories about that. And then this is the famous, if the operation is not suitable, maybe just a pill will be good. Now, that means, essentially, you'll be put into a hospice and given pain pills, and you'll die there. I think it's extremely... sinister. The other story, of course, about his mother is that he had an ethical crisis because she had a hip replacement operation during the time she was battling cancer, and he thought that this was a dubious ethical virtue. This is the same man who has shoveled $24 trillion across the room into the hands of these zombie bankers, derivatives artists, and hedge fund hyenas.
Let me ask the caller, does that answer your question, Chris?
That question, yeah, but I wanted to get on to one quick thing and let you get on to the other callers. About forced inoculations, I work at Walter Reed, and we had a memo come down from command stating that we had to get forced inoculations.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. Yes, they're after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are making their move. The open borders, the gun control, the eugenicist government health care, the cap and trade, new wars, their spy grids. They are rushing it all through because they know revolution is here. The people are waking up. So make sure that you realize we're at a historic crossroads. We're going back to your calls. Let Chris finish up what was happening at Walter Reed, the military's biggest hospital, according to what I know. But we can ask him. The issue is, that's nothing. I get emails every day going, you liar. There's no plan to forcibly inoculate. There's no plan to make people take shots. And I'm reading what the World Health Organization says. I'm reading what the Pentagon's saying. I'm reading what Northcom's saying. This is even on TV. But then people go, well, they won't say if I've got to take shots or not. All the nurses and doctors I know have been told, you've got to take it. There's no law. They're just saying you have to take it. There's an executive order and then a UN law, a UN treaty. And so, yes, they are attempting, just like with a smallpox shot 6 years ago, to order all these first responders to take it, 14 million of them roughly in the U.S., nurses, doctors, county workers, federal workers, police, sheriff's deputies, firemen, key infrastructure folks. They're even trying to tell bank people they got to take it. And is this just a boondoggle to sell tens of billions of a worthless vaccine, or is it something worse? But go ahead and make your point about the vaccine, sir. You've been told you've got to take it.
Yes. Basically, what happened was I work with the union, and we had a big fight with the commander and higher authority, whoever that may be, that they were trying to inoculate us, saying anybody who comes in contact with these injured soldiers or the really sick need to take these inoculations. And I came up with the point, why the heck should I be taking an inoculation, or why should I take an inoculation for something if these people are so sick? What the heck are they doing out of their hospital rooms in the first place? And to end the story real quick, we won, and they didn't force it, but I'm afraid now with this swine flu thing coming out that they're going to come at us again.
But see, that's my point. They tell you it's the law, you've got to do it. When there's no law, you say no, you don't have to. Webster,
let me just comment on that, Alex. The big problem with Walter Reed Army Hospital that overarches all of this is it's being shut down. The side of the healthcare debate that gets, I think, left out is where are the doctors supposed to come from and where are the hospitals that you're going to need, because you do need them. Walter Reed is being shut down. Now, if you go by Bethesda on the Naval Center side, they're building something there that they claim is going to replace Walter Reed, but I am skeptical. I see all of this as a project of cutting. Here in Washington, D.C., we've lost two or three hospitals over the last 10 years or so, and it's getting to be a real drama. Where's the nearest hospital?
And you and others have pointed out that that's what this banker system is. Nothing for the people, everything paid as interest on imaginary fiat black hole of debt they create to swallow up the world. And I want to make the point, Conyers says he can't read the multi-thousand page bill and that it's bad to read the bill now. They've gone from lying and saying they read them to saying it's bad to read them. If they can't read a bill, but then they tell us we're liars about what's in it when I have scanned it and I have it here, then how can they administer government health care? If Obama, 7 months ago, first thing he did in office, and he said this on TV, was they were going to make vets pay for their own insurance and health care. I mean, that shows who they are. If the troops don't get health care, and they're making them pay for their lunches at Rammstein in Germany when their legs are blown off, these aren't old men, if they're breaking the contracts with the troops, folks, none of you are getting anything. You're getting an aspirin. You're getting euthanized. This is what the White House science czar says. Now they're getting Rahm Emanuel's brother. In fact, put that Salon article up for folks in the White House who openly calls for killing the old. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. If they can't read the bill, they're not going to be able to. Oh, I'm sorry.
Alex, let me just add, in terms of Congressman Conyers, if you go to the Black Agenda Report, the fine website of Glenn Ford, they have quotes from Conyers there where he says, I am very disappointed with Obama. Obama's health care plan is junk. Now, I wonder if they're going to accuse Conyers of being a racist because he criticizes Obama.
Yeah, we have that up on Infowars.com right now. But what Conyers is saying, he wants the power of the Democratic Party to stay there. Obama is for the globalist, so he knows he's going to discredit his own system. That's his job, is to carry the ball down the field. Conyers is more of just a punk politico. And, yeah, Conyers says, we're going to play the clip coming up. Conyers says that he's going to destroy us and that we're all going to get thrown out. So, I mean, Conyers is doing that from a slimy perspective, Webster.
Let me just add, the other thing here is, what is actually going on? Now, I'm afraid people say Obama wants to have the government take over health care. I don't think that's the goal at all. What I see is that Obama is in bed with the insurance companies. He had 25 insurance executives.
No, this gives them liability protection. It gets pushed over to the government.
Right. It gives them a bailout, above all. We should never forget, most of these insurance companies are bankrupt because of derivative speculation. AIG was what? An insurance company. It's bankrupt a million times
because
over.
Because it set up a hedge fund in England. Exactly.
The Hartford. The Hartford got $3.5 billion off the bailout. They're bankrupt. MetLife just reported $1.5 billion losses from derivatives in the second quarter. The Obama plan is this. Talk about single payer. Well, not even talk about it. Talk about a government option. But when push comes to shove, you give up the government option, but you keep the individual mandate. The individual mandate means you are coerced to buy insurance from a for-profit private insurance company that's deregulated, that's got, you know, rapacious executives. You can't sue them, and your life depends on it. And let me just tell you, the scenario was in the Washington Post here last Friday. We have a guy called Henry Aaron of the Brookings Institution. This is the left-wing, the sort of Democratic Party think tank. He says, my advice to Obama is this. Put up a bold front of wanting a public option, and at the end of the day, say, Senator Grassley, Senator Enzi, in the name of unity and Republican support, I will give up the public option if you climb on board.
Which is really the corporate fascist bailout that Republicans want, and then the Republican horde will feel like they've won, and then the Democrats will all suck their thumbs pathetically.
Exactly, and that is the fascist corporate state. In other words, what that talks about then is a government-sponsored compulsory cartel for the benefit of the private companies to drive down care, to cut your life short, but to prop up the derivatives debt of these private insurance companies.
And by
the
way, they're saying that. So what happens is everybody gets cruddy health care basically now, and the insurance companies just stop providing it and then no longer have liability, because in this bill, if they're involved in any way with the government program, they're now given liability protection, the worst possible thing we could imagine. And so now health care even goes to hell faster. In fact, deaths from avoidable medical error more than doubled in the past decade, investigations show. This is out of the Scientific American. Just cutting off the wrong legs, leaving knives and scalpels inside people, just hellish. 400,000+ dying a year from bad drug interactions. All of that, just like vaccine makers, now all of big pharma, now all of big medicine, now taken over by the hedge funds, as you said, Webster, is now can just walk away. And as we said off air, we're no longer an industrial nation. We're falling apart. We can't support the high tech system we built, and so now it just all goes down the drain. And the elites jet off to Switzerland for healthcare.
Right, the clinic in Zurich. Here's the other thing. Medicare will be looted and destroyed. So what Johnson was able to put in place at the end of the New Deal will be destroyed by Obama. So really, the fight against Obama is a fight to defend the existing New Deal institutions, which are vital for the survival of old people. The other thing is, Obama's made a deal with Big Pharma. Let's not forget them, the pharmaceutical companies. And he says, I guarantee you that there will be no cheap prescriptions coming from Canada, and I guarantee you that we will not haggle. We will not use the buying power of Medicare to get the prices down on the prescriptions that people need to buy.
And that guarantee is cold-bloodedly going to kill millions of people over the next decade.
Absolutely.
Who are surviving on those cheap drugs that in many cases are one-third or less the price, because Americans pay the most because we're known as the schmucks.
So therefore, with Obama, he's going to get $150 million of television advertising. With Harry and Louise, the shills for the insurance company, are now back supporting Obama, because that's the secret. It's not when Pelosi comes out and says the insurance companies are villains. This is pure demagogy. She's in bed with the private insurance company. She's got to make it look otherwise, because you got to remember, 62% of the Democratic Party wants a single payer, and they're wondering why the hell they don't get anything, and of course they will get nothing, because it's Obama. That's the ultimate answer. Is the reason that this
exactly
reform is
he
not viable.
Is the corporate fraud, and that's what's so insane, Webster. All these years we fought Bush and his agenda. We're now being called racist. I want to go to calls right now, but I briefly just wanted to have you. They're erasing my videos, and not videos where I'm yelling and screaming, or not spoofs I did to promote a Joker T-shirt contest. But they are erasing very calm, collected videos where I talk about how they want Republicans and Democrats to fight with each other to dissipate the awakening, the revolution, the general strike against government, against both parties. They want to make it partisan to divide and conquer, to balkanize. They will not let those videos go out on YouTube. Every time they go viral, they're erasing them, calling them racist. And the message is, let us come together. Now, if that doesn't show and prove they are pimping race, and that this is so cold-blooded, Webster.
You can ask Bill Clinton, who said they played the race card on me in South Carolina. So this is simply the Obama method, and it's deplorable. And I'm sure there are many in the black community. Again, the people over at Black Agenda Report don't fall for that for 1 minute. And I'm sure lots of people don't. This is essentially, I would call this ideological terrorism, where you brand somebody as a racist because you can't refute them, right? It's like being told that, you know, if you were interested in 9/11 truth, you were a subversive or Al Qaeda or whatever it was. So this is just, we've gone through a period of the war on terror, the aftermath of 9/11. That was the great covert operation of the first part of the decade. Now we've got Obama being used in an attempt to keep a lid on the entire situation, but I don't think so. I think, as you say, the power of the mass strike, which is what you're seeing, that's a mass strike movement among old people saying, we don't want to be euthanized. We don't want to become cannon fodder for genocide for these insurance companies and ultimately for the derivatives, right? So we're saying no to austerity, no to cuts, and we deserve
to
live.
But Webster, we understand all that. The bigger discussion here is, how are they going to counter people saying no, 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 at every front? They're booing Republicans off the stage everywhere. We played the videos here. The media won't touch that. I'm saying it's like garlic or a cross or holy water to a vampire to show that Republicans and Democrats are being booed off the stage. We see a real populist revolution of constitutional rebellion forming to really unseat the corporate criminals looting us. And the media is trying to turn us on each other. I'm saying the maximum effort has got to be unity against the bankers, audit the Fed, bring them to justice. And they are really manifesting their tyranny by erasing our videos, by beating people up, by going to people's houses and death threatening them. I'm just confirming what you wrote in your book from studying him. They really do want to turn America into a Chicago mob-run system, and I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to have explosive ramifications.
Right, and I think what I personally try to do is to intervene in this with a program, because you can have a mass movement, but if you wish to get to the government, if you want to govern, if you want to take power in crude terms, you've got to be able to solve these problems, and I think that's going to require an economic program which would need to be discussed. And therefore, I hope if we can get to gridlock at the moment, in other words, if we can simply block this so-called health care reform, but also block the cap and trade. That's extremely important. I would think that in the middle of all the troubles that Obama's having, it would also be possible to prevent the Senate from passing this cap and trade monstrosity that the House has already passed. That's got to be stopped, too, because that's another trillion dollars.
We're going to cover that next hour. I want to go back to calls, but breaking news. Nimmo has identified the supposed guy with the gun strapped on his hip that the cops let pace around for the media, which they wouldn't let anybody else do. They would violate your rights. He's got a IFB earpiece like I have. Only people in TV or only Secret Service-type people, law enforcement, would have that. Only TV people. This model is a professional grade, because we know these. We've got a bunch of them. He's got a professional grade one. Blow that up for folks, Hoosh, please, if you can. He's got a professional grade one in that does not go with telephones. And he looks just like a cop. Webster, boy, that sounds like provocateurin, doesn't it?
Yes. And again, that's why I say that with Obama, you're getting the worst of Nixon as well. You're getting enemies lists. Nixon called it preventive detention. Now,
remember, Nixon wanted to bomb the political convention and blame it on his enemies. That's declassified,
right? And of course, you know, breaking into somebody's psychiatrist to try to find out what he was up to. You know, the Ellsberg psychiatrist breaking. Anyway, essentially, secret intelligence agents running all over the place. In the Obama case, they're sometimes privatized, right? They're sometimes foundation operatives, but it's the same thing. Obama is the worst of Carter, the worst of LBJ, and the worst of Nixon. I think it's going to be almost impossible for him to stave off some kind of a rebellion inside his own party. And I would urge again, leftists. The leftists have to get out there and do some heavy lifting. It's important for them to come into the field.
They just want to drink tea and feel important, and they just want to come in our houses and take our property. They're just looking for the silverware. Let's take another call here. They're just Nazis. They know. It's all a fake act. They're eugenicist. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. We're going to try to hurry up to these calls now. Go ahead.
Dr. Tarpley, love your show on Saturdays. And now,
thank you.
Have you had or planned to have, it doesn't seem like you have, on PrisonPlanet.tv, are you thinking about having Dr. Andrew Molden on?
Andrew Molden, who's that?
Regarding the vaccination issue, he's an MD, PhD, was on Coast to Coast in my show last week. Says that all the vaccinations,
okay,
according is mentioned.
Okay, I'll look into it. Thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in North Carolina. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wanting to know, have you seen the previews for the HBO documentary, We the People, about the Obama campaign?
No, tell me about it.
Oh, I don't know much about it, brother. I just saw a commercial while I was watching HBO the other day. They're getting ready to release it here in the next couple of weeks. It's just about them falling around during his campaign. It's just a promo for New World Order scumbag.
Well, I know that Nancy Pelosi's daughter makes pro-Bush films and pro-Obama films, and I think I read she's the one pimping that. But look, all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put this together again. The people fundamentally don't buy either party anymore. Congress's approval rating is at all-time lows. Webster, isn't that the key here, that people finally get it, that Washington's run by a bunch of crooks?
Right, and then you've got to take the next step, which is decide what you're for and how you're going to run the government when you take it over.
All right, we're going to take more calls when we get back. From Joe, Steve, Kurt, Thomas, and many others. Webster Tarpley's our guest. Stay with us. Bunch of video clips coming up as well, and we're going to get into eugenics.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The chief of police says that it is legal for him to have the gun as long as it is not concealed. It's a registered weapon, and what's more, the man is on private property, a church ground there at the end of the roadway, and the church has apparently given him permission to be there. The police are obviously keeping a close eye on this man, and they're not going to let him get anywhere near the president, and I suspect that he won't be here by the time the president gets here in just a couple of hours' time. But again, for the most part, things are very peaceful.
Hang on a second.
The crowds are separated.
But to be really clear, and we're seeing the pictures right now. You're saying a guy has a gun in the open where we already know there are concerns about every president's safety, but certainly this historic president, the 44th president of the United States, and there's no... the guy's just being allowed to stay there? Is that right?
I've never been with anything.
You know, you notice that in Iraq, Saddam could walk around with 10,000 people with machine guns and he was fine. And even until the 30s, Americans would take guns on their sides to court hearings in major cities. Famous Lindbergh case, he wore a sidearm into that. This is how they operate. Oh, my God, the slaves have guns. But this guy has got an IFB that only television people, it's the professional flesh-colored clear one, flesh-colored down here, clear up here, that is hooked in for law enforcement. He looks like Secret Service. He looks like Secret Service I saw at the Bilderberg Group in Virginia. Or he could be some private merc, or he could be a listener. Who knows? But he's got, it's time to water the tree of liberty. And, you know, we sell T-shirts and hats that say, don't tread on me, with the Gadsden flag. And then it has the Thomas Jefferson quote on the back saying, the blood of patriots and tyrants must water the tree of liberty from time to time. Just amazing that this is going on. And we need to track down listeners. Who is that guy? Do you recognize him? Is he federal marshal? Because they're now saying ban protest because the citizens are evil. Number one threat's gun owners. Number one threat's the veterans. Just amazing. We've got more video clips coming up next hour as they say any criticism of Obama is racist. And that if we were all given sodium pentothal or truth serum, we would admit we were racist. It's not that we don't want to turn our guns in. It's not that we're against the government health care. It's not that we're against cap and trade. It's that we are racist. And it's not going to work. Let's talk to, I'm not talking to Steve in Chicago. He calls every day. Every day. So, Steve, you have a nice day. I told you you can call once a week. Kurt in Texas. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is there a provision in the health care bill that you know of for genocide?
Yes, it has provisions about rationing care, limiting test, and hospice. And let me scan over this. I've actually got the bill, or it's, I've got the sections boiled down. That's 200 pages long. The actual bill is thousands and thousands and constantly changing. But, yes, it does have take Obama's brother. Let's put Salon. Salon's not some right-wing publication. You know, with the headline, Obama's brother, Dr. Death. There it is. I mean, this is the guy who your former writing partner has actually confronted, and that got millions of views online, or hundreds of thousands I saw in one video alone. Tell us about Ezekiel Emanuel, Obama's Dr. Death. And that's not me saying that. That's Salon, Webster Tarpley.
Well, what I know about Ezekiel Emanuel is that he's a professor of bioethics. Now, bioethics is a very, very suspect academic specialty, because essentially what it has to do with is making decisions about the end of life.
It's a eugenics
board. It's going to be in favor of the insurance companies. I regard it also as economic austerity. In other words, they want you to die early for the bottom line. They say, why are we spending so much money at the end of life when if people simply accepted the idea of death, we could save all this money so we could speculate in more derivatives. So there's a eugenics motivation and there's an economic austerity. He's also said people with Alzheimer's and dementia should get no medical care whatsoever.
And he says that in speeches. And on top of that, and that's genocide right there, having the health care gives people jobs in the economy. It's this idea that having nice things hurts everybody and that the pie is only one size. It's a classic oligarchical view.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.